Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with new friends, a couple of new friends, Jeff Deal and Gerhard Pilcher. They're the leaders over at Elder Research, and Gerhard is CEO there, and Jeff is Chief Operating Officer there. The Mining Your Own Business is the title of their book, which is available wherever books are sold. It's all about helping you and me become, as the leaders of our companies, as the executives of our companies, how to think about data mining, how to think about it as a tool, right? Not just Gerhard, when I think about what you guys are offering in your book, you can have an entire toolkit of data mining, can't you? I mean, not just like data mining is one of the tools in your big kit. You can have all the different kinds of screwdrivers. You can have lots of different sizes of data mining tools, can't you?
That's correct.
And applications, I really probably should say.
Yeah, we call them both tools and applications. But I think it's really what we're trying to get after is a mindset. And first shift in the mindset is realizing that you do have this data in your business, and then how can I use it? And so what most people skip over or shortchange is sort of asking that business question. What is the most pressing business question I have right now? What's keeping me sort of awake at night? And then looking at my data, can I use that data to help me get some insight into answering that question or solving that problem?
So here would be a good example, I would think, where they could use your book to help them set something up. So we're looking at all of our customers, and we're trying to decide which customers are allowing us to make the most profit. Not necessarily dollars, but percentages. Which products are making, you know, we might be confused I know we get confused about where our time should be spent. That'd be a good analytical approach, wouldn't it? That'd be a data mining type of project.
Well, that's not necessarily predictive, though. It's looking back at your business and doing some projecting, but that type of technology has been around for quite a while.
But if I'm trying to find more of those people, could I use it for that approach?
Yes, then you can certainly use it. You gather the characteristics, the data on all of your clients, and use that data then to look at the bigger population of potential clients, and that can help you focus on which clients are likely to respond to your ads, which are likely to be more profitable,
right?
And it helps you, can help you focus.
And that would be data mining, because one thing to realize, Gerhard, is if I come up with who's helping me make the most profit, that means if I do the right thing, I'm going to be firing some customers, right?
That's right.
New ones. So that means, as Jeff was saying, I need to go find who is likely to follow that pattern in the future.
That's correct, and that's a great use of data mining, as well as, you know, probably in a radio show like yours, your web presence and your social media presence is really critical.
Yep.
And how is your presence getting propagated throughout the Internet? How can you increase those channels? It's another great use of data analytics that we also do for software, helping people understand how people are interacting with their web services or their software.
Right, exactly. So give us some more examples. And one thing, I know in your book, you talk about starting small. We talked about that earlier. Thank you for approaching your book that way. But in this kind of a project, Jeff, talk to us about how our stakeholders have to be part of this.
That is so key to success in analytics. It's an area where we see companies make a lot of mistakes over and over, that if you have just one person driving analytics and don't involve the other key stakeholders in the project, your chance of success is greatly increased, or your chance of success is greatly diminished, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend that from the beginning, before you get heavily involved in the actual analytic work, that you do bring in the key stakeholders, that you have buy-in from the people who have the data that you will need to do the project, all the way through to whoever will be using the results of your analytics to enact some sort of change within the organization. And if you get all those stakeholders on board at the beginning and involved in the process of building the models and implementing change.
And getting used to collecting and identifying and saving data, right? That's got to be a big part of it, hasn't it, for future? In other words, maybe you haven't done a very good job of that in the past, and going forward, folks, we're going to start remembering these things.
Well, a lot of firms do a good job of collecting the data, but then they have it just sitting there, and they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And so getting them involved early on, you might do a good job of collecting the data. You collect it in a format, in a way that becomes more useful to you when you do the modeling.
And Gerhard, when they get where these projects are a little bit too big to handle, they can call the Elder Research?
That's correct. They can call us, and we're happy to help them just get started and learn about analytics. I have an example of a small company.
Gerhard, I've got to wrap it up. We're going to get you guys to come back. You got more to teach us.
Okay, super.
Gerhard Pilcher, ladies and gentlemen, and Jeff Deal there with ElderResearch.com, and the book is called Mining Your Own Business. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.